of the news, behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization that is being waged today, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. Unfortunately, most people really don't understand what's going on today, and as you see the things unfolding, we look at things from a political, from a cultural, from an ideological, from a financial point of view, but we don't look at things from the spiritual point of view, having forgotten that between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there is an infinite quality of difference. Let me repeat that. Between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. And basically, of course, that read that many, many years ago, written by a man who'd been a lifelong communist, who certainly repented of his sin and became a Christian. And in the books that he wrote about his life as a communist, certainly, he used that phrase and used it several times. His name is Whittaker Chambers. And really, I think that if you remember that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand certainly the powerful forces at work behind this thing spiritually, and at that point, things began to make sense. Well, our guest is with us this evening, Steve Day, and Steve has a health facility, and it's called the Home for Health. It's in Kentucky, where they take people in, people who have chronic diseases of many, many sorts, and they live there for a week or 2 weeks and learn how to just change their whole lifestyle. And many of the people are dramatically changed after that. Good evening, Steve. How are you tonight?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. I'm doing excellent. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your facility there, and I understand one of your patients is going to be calling in, or one of your former visitors is going to be calling in a few minutes, but why don't you give our listeners a little bit of background to what you are trying to accomplish and, of course, what you have to offer people.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, growing up, I had all four of my grandparents taken from me from various types of cancer, and I've always wanted to find something that would be an answer, a solution to people in that type of a situation, because I saw each of them go through the cut and burn system, and you know, they didn't handle it well. It was not a good ending for a couple of them. So it was on my heart to do something different. And when you look at alternative routes, a lot of the things that are out there are $5,000-$10,000 just for a week at some of these places. And I know that they're doing a good job, but it's still an incredible amount of money for somebody that has probably already lost and invested a lot of money in the conventional medicine and that up to that point. So we wanted an alternative that would be a lower cost. It wouldn't be such an expensive thing. If somebody had cancer, they didn't need to go spend $18,000-$20,000 for a couple of weeks in Mexico. They could stay here in the United States, and they could do something that would cost them far less.
All right, fine. And so basically, of course, people come, and they actually live at your facility, don't they? How long is the average person there? A week, 2 weeks, or what?
The average person is here for 2 to 3 weeks. I have a couple of guests here right now that are going on 5 weeks, so.
And basically, of course, what you teach them, about diet. What other things do you teach them?
Well, it's very individual specific, so whatever their problems might be, we're trying to show them exactly what they need to do so they can get whole and be completely restored back to health.
And, Chris, don't you find that an awful lot of the people have metal or pesticides or insecticide, chemical poisoning, certainly the metals, aluminum, certainly mercury, things of that sort, fluoride?
Absolutely. Lots of toxicity is in our society today, all over the place.
And ladies and gentlemen, the thing is that most of the people already will have excessive amounts of these things. We're being progressively poisoned, which is one reason why cancer is on the increase, and we'll be right back. Well, Steve, you go right ahead with your discussion of what you have to offer people who come to your facility.
Well, what we have here, we're located out in the Scenic Hills in eastern Kentucky. This facility is set up out on several hundred acres, but it's just a big lodge. It's a 10,000 square foot facility, and there's 7 guest rooms that folks will come and they'll spend, like you said, a couple of weeks with us. Part of it is education and part of it is therapy. And the end result is to help people to sort through the maze of all the stuff, all the information that's out there, and help them to see the best options that are available for them, the most reasonably priced, the things that they can do in the long term. There's that old story of the hare and the tortoise, and the theme of it is that the slow and steady wins the race. And a lot of people, when they get sick, they go out and spend a lot of money on doing all sorts of things, trying to find a cure, and they end up broke. So we want to help people sort through the maze of all this stuff that's out there and find a program that will ultimately end in their restoration.
Well, now, have a lot of the people who come to see you been to other facilities and had surgery or chemotherapy or other treatments for their cancer or other diseases?
We have had probably at least 30% of those, or maybe even more than that, probably close to 50% of those that come with cancer have already been through the mainstream programs. They've gotten, you know, poisoned from the chemo and burnt from the radiation. And we've had people here that have had all but a couple of feet of their intestines cut out from various surgeries. And it's really amazing to see what kind of carnage the medical system puts people through today. And a lot of these people end up getting fully well, even after all of the damage that's done by conventional medicine. We see that the human organism is fascinating in its ability to be so damaged and so beat up, and yet come back and be restored into full health and in a very good, healthy working capacity.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, you treat each patient differently. You don't have a standard treatment at all for the patients. Each treatment is, or I say each approach, because you really don't treat, but you approach these people and try to get them better. Each approach is different for each individual?
That's correct. I appreciate you clarifying there, because some of the lingo can get us in trouble in this society today. But yeah, absolutely. Everyone's individual program is set up. They understand why they're doing certain things and what it is being accomplished with each treatment or therapy. And so when they
hold that thought, hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Steve Day, and they have a health facility. It's called Home for Health, and it's how large is it? You say, 300 or 400 acres there in Kentucky?
Yes, it was bought off. It was originally back in the 1940s or 50s. It was an old tobacco farm, but it's been reclaimed and restored many years ago, and now it's a retreat out in the Daniel Boone National Forest. So it's a beautiful place out here, though, very relaxing.
And, of course, it's a large lodge. There are 7 guest rooms there, and so people come, and they simply stay there for a time as they evaluate, certainly, what they can do to help themselves. About half of the people have been through, certainly, extensive, at least the cancer treatments, and they've had their chemotherapy, they've had their surgery, they've had their radiation, and, of course, they're facing, certainly, an early demise, and certainly sometimes why they can be dramatically helped. Without tremendous expense. That's one of the things. Now, I should mention that Steve does support Radio Liberty, and we do appreciate that, but certainly what they're doing is helping people. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. That's 464-8295 in the Central Coast of California. If you'd like to give us a call, I have a question for Steve. Now, basically, Steve, would you like to tell people how they can get in touch with you and your facility? And, of course, you deal with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia and so many of these chronic illnesses. Isn't that correct? What, basically, types of conditions do you encourage people to perhaps come and at least consider what you're offering?
Well, we have folks come in all the time with many, many different types of health problems, chronic fatigue, lupus, fibromyalgia, those are very common things. We have had lots of people, at least 30% of the people that come through have cancer of some sort. We have a lot of folks that come through with multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, a lot of Lyme's disease has been showing its face recently, all sorts of things, autoimmune and chronic ailments, a lot of diabetes, high blood pressure, Crohn's, irritable bowel, the list goes on and on, you know. But we do get to see a lot of people restored back to health. Was I supposed to give out my contact?
Yes, would you please tell people how they can get in touch with you? And again, if you're out there in the listening audience, have a question for Steve, the telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But how can people get in touch with you and talk about and learn what you're about?
Okay, well, they can call the secretary. Our secretary's number, she's going to be there for a couple more hours yet tonight, but you're welcome to call. The number is 888-642-9644. Again, that is 888-642-9644. Or you can go to the website, which is www.homeforhealth.net. That's home, F-O-R, health.net. And I do hope that some of the listening audience might call in with some questions about various health problems or health issues that they're dealing with, because those are always fun to talk about, too.
All right, and really there's so many people out there with these chronic conditions, and ordinarily, certainly regular medicine, traditional medicine, doesn't have an awful lot to offer people with chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, people who just sort of hurt all over, these people with the chronic autoimmune diseases, and there's very little that conventional medicine has to offer for them. And I know when I was practicing medicine, I used to hate to see them come in because I didn't know what to do for them. So, of course, I just simply went ahead and referred them to an internist who didn't know what to do with them either, but at least he treated them. Well, right now we have Barbara calling in. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Barbara, do you have a question or comment?
I guess I do, and it's very, I'm really, it's very encouraging that they have all of the treatments for a lot of these problems. But I was wondering, you know, a lot of people these days are suffering with anxiety and depression. Do you have anything there that can help them with that?
Well, that's a good question. We do see a lot of things that happen with anxiety and depression. Depression is a little bit easier to work with, but there's all sorts of types of anxiety and depression. You know, what might be causing it? You know, you have things like the bipolar complex or actual depression that's just from a chemical imbalance. That's not too difficult, really, for people to work with. It just is a little time-consuming. You know, there's a lot of these products that are being put out there. You know, like you go to the doctor and you tell him that you're sick and he doesn't believe you, he might put you on an antidepressant and that'll just make things worse. Many times the antidepressants themselves can be overcome with just better nutrition, certain micronutrient supplementation, selenium, iodine. You can find those naturally in things like kelp and brewer's yeast, various products. But, you know, it even goes beyond that. That's a little bit on the simplistic side. But there's a lot of things that people can do to overcome those things naturally, absolutely.
Because there's just so much, you know, today in the workforce, you know, of the way things are going. And I hear a lot of people, you know, saying that, you know, I just feel so overwhelmed. And, you know, and a lot of it, you know, just it feels, you know, they start dealing with the anxiety aspect of this, you know, and it really, if there's something that could be done with natural methods, because I'm, you know, going on to prescription medications, I don't think is the answer.
Well, you know, basically, of course, if you analyze so many of these mass shootings that are really carried out, almost every single one of the mass shootings we've seen over the last decade or more have been carried out by people who are on these psychotropic drugs. And basically, of course, sometimes they help, but sometimes they create either suicidal or homicidal tendencies, and this is one of the known problems. So why would you want to go on to a drug that could give you homicidal or suicidal tendencies, and basically you never know what the individual response is going to be. And there's so much in society today, and going so many things going on in the world, to make people apprehensive, to make people concerned. I understand why some people are depressed, why some people are very anxious, but really it's sort of how you look at the world, and certainly when you understand that God is in control, which certainly we're not going to change the way things are, but if we put a reliance upon Him, this makes a lot of difference. Don't you think that's true, Steve?
I think that's an excellent statement, Dr. Stan. When people realize that they can rest and trust that God has a plan for them, and many times that, you know, the job circumstances or different things that are going on in life, the bills and all that kind of stuff, that God will take care of these things as we fully rely on Him. Absolutely, Dr. Stan. Well put.
Barbara, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's fine. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. But there are literally millions of people across America with certainly chronic fatigue. It's estimated certainly about 2 million people with chronic fatigue. And they go to the doctor, and what does he do? Well, he puts them onto one of these psychotropic medications because he doesn't know what's going on. He thinks it's all psychological, and some of it really is physical. What do you think precipitates chronic fatigue? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I think that's such a good point. We've met so many people that have been put on things like Cymbalta for fibromyalgia, and Cymbalta is a nootropic, a psychotropic drug. And in reality, you know, it probably started out from, we have a very high carbohydrate diet, the high sugar complex, the high carbs, and they create a hypoglycemic complex. Individual gets drained, not enough blood sugar to run the body in time, or not enough balance. Carbohydrates, and this creates usually an addiction to some sort of a stimulating product like caffeine or energy drinks or coffee. We see that very replete in society. And a lot of times these things will then develop into adrenal fatigue, chronic fatigue, some of the toxins that build up in the system from even things like new carpeting or various petrochemicals that are in office buildings, warehouses, all around us in society today. There's all these toxic chemicals, and we breathe them, we touch them, handle them, and they're building up in the system, and it creates a perfect storm in the body, and we add to it the medications, we add to it the vaccinations and all of this kind of stuff, and no wonder we see so much sickness today.
And ladies and gentlemen, there are so many insecticides and pesticides and really so many things that we are in constant contact with that are detrimental to our health. But, of course, the big problem is the aluminum they're spraying in the air. And if you don't believe that, just go to the suddenly up on the Internet, to Google and type in jet fuel aluminum. Jet fuel aluminum. And then, of course, what they're putting into drinking water in the way of fluoride or hydrofluorosilicic acid. So many things we come in contact with in our food, the pesticides, the insecticides, and certainly the mercury in our fillings, certainly the mercury that we're getting from shots and vaccines. These are all toxic. Well, we've got a young lady called Brandy here. We're going to be talking to Brandy. Hi, Brandy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, now, you've been a patient there at the Home for Health?
Yes, I was a patient there in February 2012.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and why you went there and what happened and what your thoughts are?
Sure. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2004, and I immediately got on medicine. That's what they do. I continued to take the medicine, but I didn't feel like I should be doing this. I felt okay, but I didn't want to be on that medicine the rest of my life. I continued on the medicine for years, but I knew that something had to be different. I knew it was damaging my body. I knew that there was a better way. I knew that there was better for me. I knew that...
Well, Brandy, we're going to have to go to a break. And I'm just going to ask you to hang on here. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean white with hope.
Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, darling.
New song?
Brand new, first time in the year.
Brand new, my eye.
You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Bang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Steve Day, and we're talking about the Home for Health, a facility where people are certainly advised as to what they can do to help themselves. We have Brandy on the line, and Brandy had multiple sclerosis, and she was under treatment with conventional medicines for a long period of time. Brandy, you go ahead with the story. You said that you didn't like taking the medicine, so what happened?
Well, I did want to mention that I did, shortly after I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, I had a vision. I was rocking my then 2-year-old boy, who is now 11, and a vision came to me, and I was standing behind a podium, and I was speaking to a large amount of people, and I was giving hope and encouragement to people with this disease. and I didn't know what to do with that. So I hung on to that for a long time, for years. And, you know, my multiple sclerosis just went on. I just went on with my daily life.
Brandy, were you getting worse? Were you developing more in the way of incoordination or weakness or what?
That's right. I was about to tell you that my coordination was getting worse. I was losing sight in one eye. The weakness in my right side of my leg and my arm was getting worse. My thoughts, I couldn't maintain my thoughts would leave me. I couldn't maintain daily routines. My children had to go on life without me with their sports events and with my husband going on outings. I couldn't do it. Yes, it was getting worse. And I knew that it had to be different. So I had met some friends that did things a little bit differently. They didn't go to the doctor. They did things alternatively. So I was very curious about that. So I asked them questions. They told me what they did, and I tried to follow that plan, and I did, and I started feeling a little better, but I knew it wasn't quite right. I knew I could feel much better. So I started researching on the Internet and for someone to help me put this together. So I found Home for Health, and I went there not knowing what all that they were going to do. I didn't realize that I would be able to get off my medicine eventually, and that was my goal. In February of 2013, it's been a year. It was a year since I had been to the clinic. I continued on the routine that they had given me, the supplements and the cleansing and the diet, and I continued on what they had given me to do. And I have to say, I feel much better. I'm wonderful. I can go to my children's sports event. I can be a wife and go with my husband to the park and be with friends all day.
No, is your vision any better? Is the weakness that you were having on the right side any better?
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone.
Everything is gone. Everything. I'm not tired anymore. I can handle an all-day event. I can clean all day long my house, which I could never do that before. Things would make me so tired, and I would just I couldn't go on. And but now I can handle anything. You give it to me, I can handle it. I can handle my husband. I do his office work for him. He has his own business. I can handle my three children. I homeschool. I'm a team mom for my son's baseball team. So I think I have overcome MS.
Well, that's an amazing testimony. Anything you want to say, Steve, before we let Brandy go?
Well, I appreciate hearing her story. How you doing, Brandy?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. Thanks for coming on. But she's inspiring to me, and she's inspired a lot of other people. And I do think that impression, that dream, that vision that God gave her in the beginning, that it's becoming true because she's a missionary. She's active. And Brandy has sent probably half a dozen of her friends or acquaintances back here. They've seen what's transformed the transformation in her life and her family, and they've come here as a result. So there's even a gentleman here right now that ultimately is a result of Brandy's testimony. So.
Okay, well, Brandy, thank you very much for being with us. Really appreciate that. Maybe we can get you on to one of our other networks sometime. But thank you so very much for sharing that with us.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. And, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Grant calling from Spokane. Hi, Grant. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Do you have a question?
I have a question on, I think it's related possibly to heavy metal poisoning, but is there when people are getting dark circles in right towards the middle areas by the nose, by the eye?
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. And our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
While the storm clouds gather,
Okay, Grant, I go right ahead. Without you asking, what now?
A question I have is an observation. I'm in the health field, and one of the things I'm noticing is people getting a real dark, not complete circles around their eyes, but on the inner portion by the bridge of the nose, a lot of darkness. And I seem to recall that some certain heavy metal poisonings can do that, and I'm not sure if I'm correct on that or not. The second question I would have
Let's take one question at a time.
Okay. So
basically,
sure.
Of course, I think that as I talk to people who certainly deal with chronic illnesses, and they all will tell me that certainly they all check people for metal poisoning, and most of them certainly have excessively high levels of aluminum and lead and mercury and fluoride, and certainly they're very concerned about it. But certainly, Steve, how would you respond to Grant's question about the circles on the inner side of the eye? Is there any relationship to that to certainly metal intoxication?
Yeah, many times we'll see it, not just with metals, but with people that drink a lot, people that smoke and use drugs. There's usually a correlation between overburdened liver and the black under the eye. We see people all the time as they're detoxing. They'll develop that for a few days, and then it will clear up as it goes, as they cleanse more. But you see it pretty infamous in some of our former presidents. You can see some pretty dark circles under their eyes, and you can tell that there's been some substance abuse in their past history.
Or maybe in their present history. Anything else? Go ahead, Grant. Does that answer your question?
Somewhat, yes. The other thing is the use of something like bentonite clay or MSM for binding toxic metals. Have you found that that's an effective thing? Or I've been using it, but I don't know how effective it is or how it works.
Yeah, I like the MSM quite a bit better than the bentonite, just in case, you know, a lot of the ladies that might go out and do that, we see a real tend for constipation, especially, not to pick on the women, but...
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Steve Dane. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Satya. We have Steve Day with us from Home for Health, and they have this ranch there. It's in Kentucky. Has a large lodge on it. People come there, and they just talk to them about their health and make some suggestions. But basically, of course, so we have Grant calling it from Spokane, Washington, asking certainly about certain of the efforts to get rid of these heavy metals. Most people, ladies and gentlemen, at least from what I've talked to, people who are in this field, tell me that the people with these chronic diseases who are coming to them for alternative approach to their problem, why most of them have certainly heavy metal or one or another type of metal intoxication, and there's certain things that you can do to get rid of it. Grant was asking about something called, was it MSN? Is that what it is, Grant? And then he was asking about the clay products.
MSM as in Mary Samuel Mary.
Yeah, MSM is a sulfur compound, and there's other ones just like it. DMSO is very similar to it, but there's another one that's very effective called DMSA. As far as I know, that's still legal in the state to buy. But there are other things that are even, more inexpensive that are very effective. Last time we had the interview, Dr. Stan, we talked about the coffee enemas like Dr. Gerson and various other people talk about. And those cost very little money and are very effective in cleaning out the liver and the toxin system. So,
okay, Grant, anything else you'd like to ask?
I think that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. Are you in the health field, you say?
Yes, I am. I've called in a few times. I'm a dentist up in Spokane, but working in Walla Walla as well and seeing a lot of effects from chemtrail poisoning.
And isn't it amazing a lot of people never look up? They have no idea what's going on. God bless. Thanks very much. Okay, again, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Steve Day, and Steve runs the Home for Health unit there. It's about an hour out of Lexington, Kentucky, and apparently people just fly in and they come pick you up and take you out to the lodge, and people stay there a week or 2 weeks, or depending upon how long they want to stay and whether they're improving or not. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's a live-in facility, and hopefully many people have gone there and certainly their lives have changed forever and usually for the better. Well, Sydney, if you have a question or comment, give us a call. Otherwise, Steve, I want you to tell our listeners once again how they can get in touch with your facility, because you always have to tell people a couple of times to have them get it down correctly. How can people get in touch with Home for Health?
Absolutely. Well, you can call our 1-800 number. It's 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. And we do have a website, homeforhealth.net. That's home, for health.net. And, you know, anyone that's out there, even if this doesn't seem to be something that would be just right for them, they might have friends or family that they could share this with, and we would be happy to send out some brochures, some literature, some information, or like Grant, if they have a question that they would like to ask, they can send me an email. I'd be happy to answer that. I can't get to them right away, but I'll have to answer them as fast as I can. And anyway, I would say we've had several guests from out in that Spokane, Seattle area, and I myself am a native of Wenatchee, Washington, so there's probably a lot of listeners out there in that area, and I miss home, I will say, but I do love the hills of eastern Kentucky. This is a beautiful area.
Well, we have a lot of listeners there. Actually, we're on 4 or 5 stations in that immediate area on this program, so our programs reach various parts of the country, but with a big emphasis there in the area around Spokane, Walla Walla, etc. Well, Sydney, what about cancer? I mean, basically, sort of many people, you know, they've had their radiation, they've had their surgery, they've had their chemotherapy, and of course, chemotherapy does tend to suppress the immune system. It can shrink the tumor, but of course, the tumor can come back again because they've knocked out the immune system, the tumor shrinks, but it also destroys their ability to fight off the cancer, and that's the big problem with the chemotherapy, and that is why, certainly in the last 50 years, with the hard tumors, not certainly with the blood tumors, leukemia, lymphoma, they made some dramatic changes, but if you look at certainly the survival rate for the about 60 to 65% of the tumors, they're not much better over the last 50 or 60 years, and you have to ask yourself, why, with all the money we're spending, aren't people getting better? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Steve, but basically, how do you approach somebody who has a tumor? They've certainly gone through routine treatment, and they've been told that they really don't have that much longer to live. What do you do, or what can you do for them?
Well, you know, we've had people, at least a third, or if not half, of the folks that come through with cancer have been through the conventional route. And I would like to say that there is always hope. We have seen people that were bedridden and turning yellow, get up out of the bed in a few weeks, or within a week or two they're up and walking around, and many of these people go on in time to live totally happy, productive lives, and that's one of the reasons why we're here and how we operate. The idea that somebody if somebody's got stage 4 cancer and they're terminal, they're not going to be able to go someplace for a week or two, but they can come to our place 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, and we'd love to work with them and try to restore them back to health so that they can achieve the potential that God has for them. And, you know, the 3 or 4 weeks here at the center is much less than the cost of 1 week down in Tijuana or, you know, someplace in Mexico or Germany. And I think that there are a lot of things that are just as effective, and it is very important for people not to go bankrupt trying to fight cancer with the alternative means. So that's one of the reasons why we're here. We're trying to help people. And yeah, absolutely. If somebody has stage 4 cancer, They've been cut and burned. There's still hope. Sometimes it can become a little bit more difficult, but many, many times we see these people restored and get back on their feet.
And, of course, really, it's all about really getting the immune system working. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Once the immune system is functioning properly, it can attack the cancer. And I mean, you want to work on the detoxification, building the immune system, proper nutrition, and all of these things work together and will really help the body to overcome, to destroy the cancer, and to stay cancer-free, because we don't want the cancer to come back in, you know, a year or two or 5 years. We want it to stay away forever. And that's one of the things that I believe by coming more in harmony with the way God designed man, eating a more nutritious, clean, simple diet, there is that opportunity for restoration.
And I think this is really what's so really encouraging, is that so many people have a feeling suddenly there's just nothing they're going to be able to do. And the doctor tells them you've got 6 months or 3 months to live, and you go home and make your preparations. And yet, of course, you can get the immune system working. The immune system is designed to take care of cancer, and it's only when the immune system becomes suppressed that the cancer begins to take hold. Well, we've got Sandy calling us from Yakima. So, Sandy, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I had a question for Dr. Day. I was wondering if you had...
No, Steve is not a doctor. He is gentleman who's been studying this, and
okay,
he worked in this
right.
facility, and then eventually he and his wife took it over. But go right ahead.
Okay. I was wondering if you had facilities for families that come from out of, you know, Lexington to stay at your facility.
Many times the folks that come from Lexington might just come for the day and then go back home, but we have had a couple of folks that come from, like, the Louisville area. And
Sandy's talking about coming, I think, from Yakima.
Washington
there's a place
State.
For a whole family there.
Right.
Oh, I get that. I'm sorry. Absolutely. We have a couple of rooms here. If it's a large family, it would take a couple of rooms. And, you know, we do want to be careful that we don't take, you know, real little children that aren't being monitored or watched or anything like
okay.
that. But we have had several families come through. So.
Okay.
So basically it sounds like very much of a home facility. Anything else, Sandy?
Well, I was wondering, is there a charge for that? Or do you include that in the bill? Or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, all the details are on the website, and I would be happy to talk with you if you would like to call the number. I can give you a call in the morning or something. We can go over talk.
How did you get the telephone number to call, Sandy?
Yes, I did. Thank
okay,
you.
Fine. Why don't you call? There should be somebody there that right now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Kathy, who's calling us from New York. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Hi, Kathy. What part of New York are you from?
Up above Albany, New York.
Okay, fine. So you're listening on there on the Albany station or Utica station. Anyway, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, you guys went to break right when somebody asked about the brown, you know, under the eye, the puffiness and the dark circles. Now, what is that from? I've heard that it is hereditary. Is there anything that can take it away?
Yeah, we talked about it. It was more or less, we were talking about that many times, not all the time. It is actually from an overburdened liver toxicity, and through liver cleansing and, you know, proper nutrition, a lot of times that will fade within a few weeks, go away within a few months. So it is something that can be reversed and can be part of the past. So.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Well, Dr. Sandy, still there?
Oh, I certainly am. I forgot to push the button. Anyway, Chris, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Steve, he'll be with us just a few minutes more. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we just have so many people today that are incapacitated by chronic illnesses of one sort or another. And basically, when I was growing up, when I first went into medical practice in 1960, we didn't see it. This is a whole different world. We have much more cancer today than we had in those days. We have much more. In fact, we didn't even recognize chronic fatigue illness. I mean, there were a few people who were tired, but this is an entirely new entity. Fibromyalgia is a new entity. Lyme disease is a new entity. What about Lyme disease? How do you do with that, Steve?
Lyme disease is actually a fairly simple process of cleansing it out of the system. There's a little parasite that's in the system, and it can be destroyed very easily. There's something called radio frequency ablation. There's several things that you do, but I think a lot of people might know it as like a Rife machine. Lots of these on the market. Many of them are ineffective, but it's a very simple device, and it does seem to work within a few weeks. Most of the Lyme disease is pretty well out of the system. Again, you know, cases vary, but it is something, especially those that are out there in the Northwest. I know a lot of folks that have Lyme disease, and even our last guest up there in New York, we've had several from New York with Lyme as well. So we get a lot of folks from Canada with it. There seems to be a lot of this going on right now. But Lyme disease is something very easily dealt with.
And, of course, Steve has told me that as a result of the programs we've been doing, you've had a fair number of people call again, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been very busy. We are actually running very, very full here. I do have opportunities if somebody does want to come in. I'd like to talk with them and all of that. But I try to give priority to those that are in the most serious need. We get, after an interview, probably 40 or 50 phone calls and at least that many emails. So it's been a very good thing, Dr. Stan. You have a very loyal listening audience.
Well, it's just what a privilege it is to have a voice in times like this. Now, basically, Chris, how many people would you have there at the lodge at any one time? Or would some of them be staying elsewhere, or would they all be there at the lodge?
We do work with some people, like when we're full, that will be staying nearby or that live in town. But most of the time, we just work with a group here. The most that we have at one time is 14. But usually we have about 10 or 12. I just put like friends and relatives in a single room. Each room is kind of like a little hotel suite with a couple of beds in it and its own private bathroom and that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of limited in space. Maybe someday we'll open a place with a lot more room, but this has been wonderful. Perfect little spot here for us right now.
Well, let's go to Mary calling us from Ohio. Hi, Mary. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, hi. Can you help somebody that's got problems with systemic yeast infection?
Systemic yeast infection?
Yeah, like candida or biofilms. We've had a lot of people come through with yeast issues. Many times this can be dealt with within a couple of weeks, and it can be totally gotten rid of. We've had several people that have gone through, very restrictive, no fruit, no sugar, no carbohydrate diets that still had the candida. And yet we find that you don't even have to be that restrictive, but by doing a hard enough program and protocol, you can get it out of the system in a relatively short time. So that is one thing. And another thing is sometimes people will have systematic yeast in that, and they actually have something else underlying it, like chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or something else that's weakening the system. So many times you have to help the person deal with that as well.
Well, Steve, is this really a matter of the immune system not functioning? Is that why people get the chronic yeast infections?
Yeah, absolutely. Usually there's something going on that has broken down the immune system. We find that a huge portion of our population has Epstein-Barr and even other viral infections like HPV and H. pylori, and these things are usually the precursor in things like cancer or other chronic ailments. And by destroying or eradicating the viral infections in the body, we know that antibiotics are not effective against viruses, but there are other things that are very effective. And by cleansing this stuff out of the system, the immune system turns back on because it's not being overburdened, and the person is strengthened and they get well.
Mary, does that answer your question?
Yes, and even if somebody's had it for 7, 8 years?
Even for somebody who's had it for 7 or 8 years was Mary's question, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mary, it's really, the body is the most amazing thing that God ever made. You know, the human body is, it's so intricate, but it's made to heal itself. And we keep doing things to prevent it from healing itself. And you're constantly being poisoned with pesticides and insecticides and metals from all points of view. And do you have a fluoride in your drinking water? Do they fluoridate your drinking water?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's just that you've got one strike against you. I said, do you have metal? Do you have mercury fillings?
I don't know if she does or not.
Well, basically, we just go down the line of all the things that would do this, but you're far better off to talk to Steve. Steve, one more time, your telephone number, get it out.
Wonderful, thank
you. Okay, the 1-800 number is the Lifestyle Center. Mary, I'd be happy to talk with you. The number is 888-642-9644, 888-642-9644.
Anything else you want to ask, Mary?
No, that's good. Thank you, Doctor.
God bless. Bye-bye, and thanks for listening. Get those rest of the people there on Ohio listening. Bye-bye. Well, Steve, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up tonight's program, and then we'll let you go.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Stan. It's been a pleasure. Those in the listening audience that still have questions, they are welcome to call us at the center. We just gave the number, 888-642-9644, but for any of those out there, I do make a plea. If somebody's been diagnosed with cancer or some sort of disease that isn't given any hope, like multiple sclerosis that Brandy called in about, there is hope. God cares. He's still on the throne. He's still capable of restoring man today. He does it all the time. And if you're looking at some place to go, our place is by far much more reasonably, you know, cost-effective place to go than someplace across the border in some other country. So I would like to encourage listeners to be smart, pray about it, consider Home for Health when they're looking at an alternative treatment option for themselves or for somebody in their family. Does that sound good, Dr. Stan?
Sounds good. God bless. Thanks very much. And we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. This is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the program with Steve. And basically, there is so much that can be done for people. If you want to know something about one of the metals that is designed to poison you and your family and your children, you need to get David Ayoub's excellent DVD. It's a talk he gave here for us. It's called Mercury, the Global Vaccine Agenda. Dr. Ayoub is certainly one of our favorite guests. He's actually been on our program. We have a 4-CD set on mercury. We have his DVD, and you need to know about what they're doing to poison you. Basically, we have certainly Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We have his book on natural strategies for cancer patients. And basically, if you're going to have a therapy, you're going to have your radiation and chemotherapy, you need to have this, because ordinarily you go in for your chemotherapy and your hair falls out and you're deathly ill. And of course, when the patients follow Dr. Blaylock's advice, having this therapy, the doctors don't understand, why didn't your hair fall out? Why suddenly do you feel so good? Or you should feel terrible. You're with my treatment, my chemotherapy, which we're giving you to help you. You need these two books by Dr. Russell Blaylock, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, the 4-CD set on life-saving secrets, interviews with Dr. Blaylock. We certainly hope you'll want to get the my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will help you to understand what's going on today. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you'll get Dr. David Ayoub's excellent DVD, Mercury, the Global Vaccine Agenda, and we have another DVD of talk given by Dr. David Ayoub. You need to get this information. You need to help us get it out across America. And there's so much more that we can't cover it. But if you'd like to get one of our catalogs and a list of all of the various 4-tape sets and books and other things we offer, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or if you have access to the Internet, go up on the Internet, look up RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, you can go to the section where all of the various products we have, of course, we list the other products we offer that do help us to stay on the air, certainly our health products. Many of these Barbara and I take, and as you know, I'm 84, and Barbara's 72. She looks like she's about 52. Amazing, amazing result when we do take these things faithfully. And certainly vitamins and flavonoids and minerals and all sorts of things that you should be seriously considering taking. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will tell others about our program, and certainly that you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. And then if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we do need help so that we can maintain our network of over 50 outlets every week. As you can tell from tonight, we have callers from Ohio, from New York, from certainly Spokane. We have actually listeners all across the country, all across the world. I do a program every Wednesday in Birmingham, England, regularly. And certainly in one city in England where the Christians understand what's going on. They pretty well destroyed Christianity in England, but at least it's this one area where we do our regular program. And I do believe that more and more people are beginning to understand the spiritual nature of the forces that are aligned against Christianity today, because this truly is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read it. If you don't want to put the money out, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down videos to the first video there. That's me giving the talk, and it's called Brotherhood of Darkness. And the book came from the talk. I gave the talk. Somebody saw it and said, we want to write a book, or we want to make it into a book. And that's how my book came about. We have between 60 and 100,000 copies out there. And it is having an impact on people's lives. And I think it'll have an impact on your life. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Midwith Ebony, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are certainly not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully they're going to be very, very shortly the views of Dr. True Ott, and we're going to be talking about what's happening to the climate and chemtrails and all of the various things. And Dr. Ott's been on the front lines of this battle. They're trying to wake people up, as we are, certainly. I think more and more people are beginning to actually recognize the fact that there really are contrails. There are chemtrails. There are all sorts of things they're doing to change our weather. And basically, we're having strange weather. And people say, well, maybe it's just coincidence. We always have strange weather, and we do. But certainly, we're having certainly snowstorms in the middle of America here in the middle of May. All sorts of strange things are happening. And people really sort of, well, they want to shrug. They do not want to think that there really are people who would have an agenda in altering weather. They don't want to think about certainly this program that they have up in Canada, the HARP program, and similar programs all across the world, where they can actually heat the ionosphere and the stratosphere and actually alter the weather patterns that way, and the, alter weather, indeed, alter the entire structure of society. Dr. True Ott, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Dr. Stan, my pleasure.
Why don't
glad
you
to
give
be up.
Why don't you give our listeners just a little of your background and why you are concerned about the weather, about the things that are going on?
Well, that's a whole topic. I'm trying to give you the Reader's Digest condensed version.
No, that's all right. Do the best you can. And you're
ahead. it's such a multifaceted topic. It really, truly is. First of all, studying what was going on with chemtrails, we found that the chemtrails were actually the reason for the chemtrails was basically to make the microwave technology of Dr. Bernard Eastland more effective as far as weather control as a what they call a force multiplier. Force multiplier meaning defense forces, military jargon, okay? And I had covered this all quite by accident. I wasn't looking for it.
Well, for our listeners out there, Dr. Bernard Eastland was the man who actually came up with this whole idea of HARP, this high-altitude auroral research project by which they could heat the stratosphere. And isn't that correct? He's the fellow who actually came up with that. And then, of course, the contrails then allow them to accentuate that.
Right. That's exactly, in a nutshell, the patents he came up with was actually issued back in 1985, and the patent was actually purchased by Atlantic Richfield Company as a means to do further exploration of the for the oil fields, Atlantic Richfield's property, and that's really where it all started out. Very, very benign, quite innocent, and then. And my research of Dr. Eastland.
Right,
are we okay?
Yeah, go right ahead. I'll tell you when you stop. Go ahead.
Okay. I like the music. But, it was completely, done without the intent of weather modification. That came later on.
For our listeners, basically, they were able to put up these waves into the bounce them off the atmosphere. They come back to the Earth, and they would be able to go down through the surface of the Earth, and they'd be able to pick up oil deposits and natural gas. So it was logical that the Atlantic Richfield would want to do that. But then, of course, they found, of course, with putting the waves up, they were also able to influence the weather with it. And now the whole situation changes. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. True Ott talking about certainly what's happening to the weather. Go right ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt there, but for a lot of people wouldn't understand why putting the waves up into the stratosphere so they would identify the oil fields, but that's exactly what they did. That's sort of the original purpose behind it. Pick up the story.
Right. It goes into the successful work, you know, with Atlantic Richfield, and it was also farmed out to other oil exploration companies. When I was living in southern Utah, I was noticing a group of sort of strange trucks, white trucks out in the southern Utah desert, and I was out doing some hiking with a friend, and we just, you know, we came up and started visiting with these gentlemen. They were oil exploration people. They were tapping into this HARP technology. This was in the early 90s, Dr. Stan. And they showed us basically how it worked and explained it. You know, it was really kind of neat stuff. It was basically taking through this microwave energy. They were able to, like you said, bounce the waves off the ionosphere just in the same way, you know, at a certain angle, it would bounce back to Earth just like, you know, it would cause kind of like an event like a sonogram of a child in a womb, okay? You could actually see quite deep, many miles into the Earth's crust and see voids and cavities and then be able to gauge if they were, you know, based on the viscosity, if it was oil or water, et cetera, et cetera. And it was interesting to me because they actually located a huge series of underground caverns in the southern Utah desert. And they said it was quite amazing to see that on this sonogram of the Earth. So that I know it's real technology and very benign, really. But then you get Raytheon involved. Raytheon is a major military industrialist weapons manufacturer. And then it kind of all went south from there. I don't think that Dr. Eastland ever foresaw what Raytheon would do with the technology. Because, you know, they understood then that, and then other patents were then applied for and granted that expanded this basic first patent out. I pulled all those 11 patents and studied them and read them, and it's pretty amazing what the capabilities are. First of all, clearly, without any doubt whatsoever, they can not only create weather patterns, but they can magnify storms, Atlantic and Pacific Ocean storms.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Dr. Truott is simply talking about how certainly this whole idea of the High Altitude Auroral Research Project, HARP, started out very benign. They were simply going to bounce the microwaves off the ionosphere, get them back to Earth and go down, and they could actually explore and see then with something like an ultrasound of a woman's belly, you know, see the baby in there. Well, they could see the caverns, they could see the water, they could see the oil deposits, and so that really was great, you know. It was going to help oil exploration a lot easier than drilling wells. And that was in the early 1900s. And then Dr. Rothsethly says that they ran into Raytheon, and Raytheon was certainly part of the military-industrial complex, and they started expanding the patents. And basically, Dr. Ott has read these patents, and they admit that they can change and alter the weather. And they can take a storm that's bad, and they can make it worse. But you pick up the story there and tell our listeners what you discovered when you got the patents taken out for HARP, what they can really do that the average individual in America has no idea.
Right. Well, Raytheon understood then that by focusing these microwave beams by this array of energy on the certain points in the ionosphere, it would cause what's called a bulge, like a dome, okay? And then this would cause, like any type of a lens, would cause refraction of sight, of basically starting an over-the-horizon radar phenomenon. So they were able to greatly expand the ability of ships to see the enemy further across the curvature of the horizon. And so this became another area of great interest to the U.S. military. to see, you know, basically make their radar 4 to 5, 6, 7 times more accurate and long range. And so that was packaged and sold, and that's another you know, pretty benign good thing really for the U.S. military to use. But then comes this area of using the weather as a weapon. Like I said before, is what's called, they call the force multiplier. Raytheon's soul has sold this to the Navy and even the Air Force. I have the Air Force's reports on this and the technology. Absolutely, it's real. There's no doubt about it. They've demonstrated it. They've experimented. They've tested it. They've perfected it. Now, here's the glitch in the ointment, Dr. Stan, is it doesn't just stay with the military. It has the technology has been kind of farmed out to private, let's say, mercenaries such as Blackwater that are less than admirable. Okay, that's where the problem becomes. You've got a select group of people that I've uncovered that is using this for what they call event contracts to basically make money vis-a-vis the insurance contract, which then explains, you know, why Hurricane Katrina can be seared, why Superstorm Sandy can be devastating. And you just look at who picks up the short sale on the destruction. That's the problem we're facing here.
And I think basically the point you just made, storms can be steered. I mean, most people don't understand, you know. Suddenly I remember when Katrina was going into New Orleans, and it would look like it was going right to New Orleans, and then at the last minute it suddenly deviated to the right. It deviated to the eastward, and basically, of course, there were heavy winds, but it was not that hurricane. It wasn't a hurricane that hit New Orleans. It was when the dikes broke and certainly flooded the city. That's what flooded it. Not the hurricane, but the hurricane shifted the direction at the last minute. And I remember that so dramatically. And I couldn't help but wonder at the time, were they actually steering that storm? Do you think they were?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. They have the technology and the patents just very graphically shows how it's done. And it's quite a simple thing when you have it all connected into a Super Cray computer. Now, what I also uncovered, Dr. Stan, is you see that the technology to create and to steer these storms, whether they're tornadoes, whether they're, you know, massive lows or highs, as can be manipulated by the jet stream manipulation, okay? The same technology that allows this to be steered and created is also used for the very, very accurate increases in computer models for the weather forecasting. And, you know, with the weather station, the weather channel, the worldwide weather computer system is now owned by a family called the Rothschilds. I commented on that over a year ago in my blog. London Telegraph and London Times newspapers reported Evelyn Rothschild becoming the owner of Weather Central, which is, again, it's a tie to really, you know, who is really controlling this, even above and beyond the Joint Chiefs of Staff of our American military.
And so basically, of course, the question is, does the military control these wealthy banking families, or do the wealthy banking families control the military? And I would suggest that's the way it really works, because they do it through their agents within government. But basically what we're seeing is the alteration of the weather of the entire world. And, of course, we're seeing massive tornadoes throughout the Middle West, larger than we've ever seen before. And certainly, this is my impression. What about yours? Because I know you've been studying this far more extensively than most people. Aren't certainly the hurricanes and the tornadoes sweeping across the middle part of our nation certainly much more certainly dramatic than they have been in years past?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. And they're going to get worse. And, of course, there has to be culpability. There has to be something, an easy way to deny all this. And so it's, that brings us into the area, the arena of climate change, right? It's all this evil man-made carbon CO2 emissions that are doing all of this. And that's their way of denying all of what's really going on. And there's an agenda behind that as well, of course, the carbon tax credits. You know, again, it's just a way of exerting a new form of currency. And that's all very much tied to this whole agenda, Dr. Stan.
It's incredible, you know, how they've been able to convince people about the danger of greenhouse gases and the danger of CO2. And we're talking not about the CO2 actually increasing by 1 or 2 or 3 or 4%. We're talking about the CO2 increasing about 3/100 of 1%. 3/100 of 1%. I mean, we're talking about an infinitesimal amount of increase in carbon dioxide. But when you control the medium, you can largely control what the American people think and believe.
Right. You know, he goes back to, and I comment a little bit on this in my presentation, the scandal that is now known as Climategate, if you remember that. All of this this leaked information, inside information on the scientists, what they were really showing is, no, this is not global warming whatsoever. And so the nomenclature was changed. It's no longer global warming. It's just simply climate change, right? Oh, yeah. It's all a huge, huge scam and a cover story primarily of the technologies used. Now, here's the real problem as I see it, Dr. Stan, is those old commercials in the 60s, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. When you start playing around with these the ionosphere and the magnetosphere of the Earth is what's happening here. The old law of physics comes into play. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And I'm telling you that they're not able to project in the computer models what happens when the magnetosphere starts to snap around and react to their action. And I think that's what's happening now. It's kind of like a domino effect. They're toppling some dominoes, and we're heading to a major crash. And they don't know quite what to do about it.
Well, now, what are you speaking about? Are you speaking that they're going to lose their ability to control the weather or what?
Well, not that so much as when, you start moving and playing around with the basic weather systems on this planetary grid, what starts to happen is the jet stream starts to create its own anomalies that they couldn't predict. And so you have violent weather that spawned naturally, basically, off of it's like a chain reaction. You take some medicine that's designed for statins, drugs to eliminate to lose your cholesterol counts, right? It's going to snap off chain reactions that are not, they're called side effects, but they really are just effects. And this is what I see is happening here. There's certain ozone holes, for instance, that are cropping up over the north and south poles. You've got ultraviolet concentrations that are causing the polar ice caps to do some very strange things. You've got methane gas starting to bubble up. It's just not good stuff happening.
Between man's plan and time and God's plan and eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. Our guest is Dr. Truart. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, there really are chemtrails, there really are contrails, there really is an effort to alter our weather. Certainly, the HAARP programs certainly are having disastrous effects. And where's it all going to end? Give us a call if you have a question. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Have you written a book on this? Do you give a talk on this? How are you getting the information out?
Well, I have my own talk show, you know, that I do every day, actually.
What network are you on?
That's on the Micro Effect.
Okay, sure. You're there with Sydney with the Constance Cumby. In fact, we have a program on the Micro Effect as well. So that's great.
So yeah, we're just putting it out there. But the trouble is, as you know, we're just preaching to the choir.
Well, but the choir is growing. I don't know if you've seen this latest poll. It was reported about two to three weeks ago by the public policy of group that have been widespread testing, just polling of people. And they found out that 28% of the people they polled believe there was a secret group that was working behind the scenes to bring about a world government. And they simply checked on them and evaluated them for if they voted for Romney, about 38% of the people who voted for Romney really believe there's a secret force out there working for world government. Now you start getting back into the Democrats, maybe 20%, something like that. But we've never seen certainly so many people aware that something's going on. And remember, I've been at this for 50 years, so certainly I'm not discouraged at all. I think that we're making tremendous strides. I think it's not a matter of if, but well, we're in a race against time before whether we can inform enough people before they just collapse the whole thing. But little by little, even the skeptics are gradually coming around to the realization that there are things going on that they just don't understand.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with that. It just seems like it's going pretty slow. Because I constantly get people calling me or sending me emails saying you need to be locked up as a nutcase. And I said, well, you don't even want to look at the evidence. You just want to cast aspersions.
Well, but the thing is the fact that you got their attention, and at least that they're listening to you, and just write them back a nice note, this is what I do, and just say, please keep listening, and I'm going to pray for you. And so, because basically I'm not going to change their mind, but I think God will, and I do believe that there's a supernatural element to everything going on. Because it doesn't make sense unless there is another factor out there which most people just do not understand. And certainly we share time with Constance Cumby there on the Micro Effect. And Constance, of course, has basically the same thing that I do, recognize this supernatural or spiritual component of what's going on, because you look at it logically, why would anybody want to be doing what they're doing?
Right. Well, it goes back.
Well, basically, what sort of doctor are you? What sort of practice do you have?
My PhD is in nutrition, actually. My company that I formed concentrates on mineral supplementation.
And you actually then supply mineral supplementation, and do you have other health products?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, if you want to put a pitch in for them, don't be bashful.
Okay. Well, I hate to commercialize it, but it's got to make a living, too.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, well, that's the company.
Hold just a moment, because we're going to a break, and I don't want to break up your commercial. So we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Dr. True Ott. We're talking about weather modification. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest, Dr. True Ott. And certainly, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. Right now, we have Wayne calling from Richland, Washington. Hi, Wayne. How are we doing? Wayne, are you there? Wayne, are you there or not?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Brian, do you have a question for our guest?
I do. I want to ask him, first of all, I thank you, Dr. Stan, as always, for the work that you do. But I've been an avid observer of geoengineering in my area here. And I just wanted to make the comment and ask your guest if he was aware of some of these types of programs. And I've followed the websites and listened and watched the good movies about what in the world are they spraying and why in the world are they spraying. But one of the things I notice here when they spray, they seem to like to follow the sun. they'll spray in patterns that build clouds around the sun, and the clouds take on material, presumably moisture, and they become darkened. They seem to work in their patterns to either demonstrate or perfect these dark clouds around the sun, and they even do it sometimes at night, the moon, particularly when it's full. I just wanted to ask your guest if he was aware of any of these types of, for lack of a better term, I'll call them studies, going on. Thank you.
Well, yeah, indeed. Part and parcel of the whole weather modification technology is, again, to magnify the effects of the sun on the microwave beams that go up. So yeah, they would there would be a phenomenon of, you know, the sun's radiation being changed in color, and it was, it also would show up in the moon as well. Now these barium oxides and aluminum particles, they do precipitate down to Earth, and they do indeed cause health effects to people that are sensitive.
Well, my impression is, number one, there is the contrails, and basically they're the products of our jets, but nobody will point out the fact that they have aluminum in them. And you only need to go up on the internet and type in jet fuel aluminum on your Google, you'll find out there's aluminum particles. That's the contrails, but then there are chemtrails as well, and those essentially are sprayed by various jets from Evergreen Aviation, which is a CIA front, and I believe they're probably military jets that are doing the same thing. Is that your impression true?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've actually interviewed, I had a Delta Airlines pilot who, here in Salt Lake, interviewed me. I interviewed him, and he interviewed me, actually, too, because he flat out admitted what was going on. He knew full well the agenda. Now, his take on it was kind of a little bit different. He said that, you know, as you have so many jets traveling in that that area of the sky at 27,000, so many feet, as the exhaust particulate matter goes out, it causes a lessening of the oxygen count there. And he said that, you know, studies have been done showing that if you can increase oxygen levels there, the coefficient of drag, whatever he explained, the jets would be a lot, burn a lot less fuel in doing so, and it was more economical, all about money and profitability to the big airline. So his take on what he was explained as why they were doing it is to, again, have increase in oxygen, which allowed better fuel economy for the jet.
Anything else, Wayne?
I just want to reemphasize the point. First of all, I agree with what you guys are saying, and I appreciate the perspective. But I want to reemphasize that here in Richland, and I'm curious if they're doing it elsewhere, that the effort to follow the path of the sun is striking. And at one time, they were streaming up our skies with the crisscrosses, and they still do that occasionally. But right now, in fact, we've had four days of peace from the chemtrails here, but typically they've been focusing on blotting out the sun, for lack of a better way of describing it, rather than just having the fallout. I know there's the fallout, but I want others to watch and see if they're actually tracking to block out the sun. And I want to tell people to don't forget the benefits of vitamin D, and I want to tell people to support your guests and you, Dr. Stan. Particularly, I know that your guest on tonight, he needs to make a living, and I know he probably sells a mineral supplement, so I just want to tell people to support your guests and you, and so they can keep doing the work that they're doing, and that's really all I have to say.
Okay, fine. We're going to give Dr. Ott a chance to do that when we get all of our stations back. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Let us all be grateful for a life.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Truott. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And ladies and gentlemen, there are certainly droughts in parts of the country and basically sometimes in the center of our country more recently. And of course, as a result of that, we have, of course, it has a decimating effect on certainly of our crops and certainly not only in America, they can do the same thing in other countries. And basically, as a result, there's famine. And people say, well, why would anybody in the right mind want to create a situation where there was famine? And I would simply point out that we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We have people who have a different worldview. And if you haven't read my Population Control Agenda monograph, that's the Population Control Agenda monograph, just Population Control Agenda. Go up on the internet, you can type it in, type my name, go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and pull down the Population Control Agenda treatise. Hey, it's the best thing out there. Certainly, it's rather old, needs to be updated. But one of these days, I hope I'll have time to update it. In fact, we keep wanting to try to write a book on it, but we're so busy doing so many other things, we haven't had a chance to really turn out the definitive work on the genocidal program, which is being implemented today. But part of that is certainly is weather control. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we have Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. I'm finding it's a very fascinating program, and I'm very well aware of the chemtrails because we see them here over the Monterey Bay very frequently. But as I've been driving down the road frequently lately, I have seen jet planes flying over that I have never really noticed before, and because they're leaving some kind of a, I would say probably it may be a contrail, but it's more visible than it has ever been before. And people have said to me, well, maybe I have never noticed it before. And others say, people say, well, yeah, it's always been there. But I'm wondering, has it really ever been there before?
What are your thoughts, True? Dr. Ott?
Well, I really don't know. I'd have to speculate on those. I haven't personally seen what you're referring to and heard about. But, you know, if you look at the history of what they've been putting up there, I mean, I was just shocked to see they've been experimenting with putting up, and again, we're talking about the ionosphere, which is about 40 to 60 kilometers up, right? Believe it or not, they've actually put, like, pins and needles and nails, all kinds of stuff out there, again, to see what they could do as far as bouncing energy around up there. Incredible, incredible mad scientist, weird stuff that they've been doing.
I never even heard that. Anything else, Barbara?
No, it was just, you know, really strange because as I drive down the road and, you know, into town and along the highway, I see these planes, and I, for some reason, I don't know, I just happen to notice more frequently that the contrails that are coming out from the jet planes, and I have never noticed before. Maybe I'm just getting old, and that's happening. But, you know, chemtrails I understand. But this is just very interesting to me, and I'm wondering if there's anything to it or not.
Well, if somebody out there in the audience knows, give us
yeah.
a call.
Okay.
Anything else, Barbara?
No, thank you so much.
God bless, and certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, first of all, Dr. Ott, why don't you go ahead and get out your website having to do with the chemtrail weather modification. And then if you want to put a plug in for your products, why, that's perfectly all right. But why don't, first of all, tell people how they can get in touch with you as far as certainly weather modification, chemtrails, and so to get your website where you have so much information on what they're doing, what they're putting up into the ionosphere. Why would they be putting nails and all these sort of things up into the ionosphere? God, I mean, basically, will these things eventually drop down, or will these things just stay up there?
Well, it's I'll guess with you. There's just it's some very bizarre things they're trying, and it's. You know, I remember listening to Ed Dames when he was on Coast to Coast quite a few years back. It was really amazing when they asked him about the chemtrails, to be specific, and Colonel Dames knew very well the inside story, and he refused. He said, if I were to tell you what I know, I would go directly to Fort Leavenworth prison. I would not pass go. I would not collect $100. I would just be sent there. And I remember Art Bell asking him repeatedly, well, can you kind of give us a clue? And he basically said it's the final desperate act of a very desperate group of people. That's
a frightening thing, but these I have no question that this is what it is. We have some, well, of course, I think these people are evil. I think they know exactly what they're doing. But they don't want us to know what they're doing. They're destroying our atmosphere. They're destroying our planet. Well, basically, how can people get to your website, get your information, and hear your radio broadcast?
Well, I broadcast from 5 to 7 p.m. I have a co-host that kind of helps me out named Alex Studer. He's in the San Jose area, and he does a great job on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I don't have as much time as I... need to take anymore, so he helps out. And so Monday, Thursday, Friday, it's at the Micro Effect, 5 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. The program's called The Story Behind the Story. And we've had some pretty interesting shows on this subject over the past year. We've been on the Micro Effect for only a couple of years now, and we do have quite a few loyal listeners, but my primary business website is Mother Earth Minerals, www.meminerals.com, and you can reach me through that website very easily. Just email to my attention, and I do my best to answer it. I do get about over 150 emails a day, and I try to answer each one personally, but it might take a few days to get to you. But I would love to have your questions or comments. My mineral company was formed, golly, back in the late 90s to, basically following on Dr. Linus Pauling, and his incredible work on minerals. And I'm just so happy to see the Linus Pauling Institute there in Oregon State University campus doing a great job in educating the public in a very credible way the importance of mineral supplementation. It truly is a basic building block of health and wellness. And Pauling said it best when he said you can trace every illness and disease, chronic disease, ultimately to mineral deficiency. And so that's what led me to build my unique brand of mineral supplements and just as a way to basically help out humanity, to give it a helping hand up.
And Dr. Ott's PhD is in nutrition, so that's why he's doing what he's doing. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And right now we have Joe calling from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. Enjoying the program very much, and I'd like to ask the doctor something about, I discovered way back, this was in 2005, the doctor may very well be aware of this, and it has to do with, as of December 14th, this was put out by physicists that found evidence of highest energy photons ever detected from the Milky Way's equator. Now, I don't know what a photon is, but according to their research team, they said this. They said 40 physicists reported that the Milagro posted at the altitude of 8,600 feet in the Geminis Mountains detected a signal along the galactic equator region and interpreted it as arising from the gamma rays with a median energy of 3.5 trillion electron volts, or 3,500 times the mass energy of a proton. Previous satellite experiments have seen gamma ray emissions along the galactic equator reaching up to energies of only 30 billion electron volts, and this is 3.5 trillion electron volts.
Well, I think, Joe, basically the gamma rays come from the sun. And isn't that correct, Dr. Ott?
Oh, yeah.
And the gamma rays come from the sun. Now, certainly, sometimes there are solar explosions up there and solar flares, and they can certainly increase the gamma rays coming to Earth. Basically, of course, the fear is we will have certainly an effect, a gamma ray attack like we had back in 1859, where there was massive solar flares, and they basically sent the gamma rays down here, and they simply set our telegraph system on fire, and basically the wires going through the wooded areas, a lighted forest fires across America, and certainly many of the buildings where telegraph stations were centered, caught fire, and that is the definite result of gamma rays. The problem, the fear today is we'll have another similar solar effect, and or exactly the same thing would occur if they were to set off a nuclear bomb about 300 miles up in the stratosphere, and we would have a massive onslaught of gamma rays, and it would simply wipe out our whole electronic grid. Back in 1859, we didn't have an electronic grid. The only thing we had was a telegraph system. Today, this would wipe out simply life as we know it in America today. And I will tell you, many people back in Washington, D.C. are frightened to death at that prospect. And both the only time I ever remember where every Democrat and every Republican voted in agreement was back in 2010, where they all voted, both houses unanimously, both parties unanimously, to try to do something to protect us from an EMP attack. And they voted for it, and nothing has ever happened. And it doesn't make sense, but if it doesn't make sense, there has to be another explanation. Dr. Ott, would you like to comment on Joe's concern and then on what I said?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you covered it very well, Dr. Stan. The gamma rays and the electromagnetic pulses are definitely the equalizer as far as the U.S. military is concerned. Now, you've got this huge military force of Red China for the last couple of decades, haven't been really concerned to the Joint Chiefs and the powers that be because of our superior technology, our electron, the incredible Cray computer technologies, et cetera, have been kind of our security blanket. But all it takes is a very well-placed Chinese ballistic missile to go up in the atmosphere, and suddenly we're back in the Stone Age of communication, and then we are in trouble. That's our Achilles heel. You're absolutely right with that.
Well, I'd just like to mention this again. This was not saying that these gamma rays were coming from the sun. They said this was coming from the galactic equator.
What is the galactic equator?
Galactic equator?
Yeah, what is the galactic equator?
Well, that is our galaxy, all right? Our galaxy has what they call it has an equator, which if you look at a piece of pie.
This is coming from space. Dr. Ott, could you explain, do you have any knowledge about this galactic equator that Joe is so concerned about?
I don't know. I've heard of it.
What
is the galactic? Where is the galactic equator?
Well, that has to do with our particular not our solar system, but the universe that our solar system.
It has to do
occupies.
With the whole. It has to do with the whole solar system. It is not. Here on Earth, we are getting the gamma rays from space, and most of them, I will tell you, will come from the sun. And thank you so very much for calling, and certainly I think that we'll look into that, but certainly it's basically the gamma rays are constantly coming from the sun, and that right now is the major threat. There may be other places they come from. We'll have to find out. Dr. Roth, we've only got a couple of minutes left. What are your thoughts? And if you're out there in the listening audience, you can have a question for our guest. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Dr. Roth, what are your parting thoughts for our listeners tonight?
Well, I also want to just mention how this agenda, I hate to use the word conspiracy, agenda is something that's it's out there publicly. It's not just people plotting in dark rooms. But you've got something called the transhumanistic agenda that very much dovetails into this, because you're talking about the same group of people, okay, that really want Brzezinski talked about in his book, The Technocratic Era, weather modifications, all part of that. But it's man simply playing God, becoming basically wanting to become greater than God, and that's the original sin that's talked about in the Bible, of course. So I see this is what's happening, and this is their agenda. What better way to play God than to say, well, look, I can control the primal forces of nature, the planet's weather systems. But then you go and expand that into, again, the technological advances for creating artificial life, extending life, even as Raymond Kurzweil said in his Transcendent Man, to be able to even resurrect people that have died, including, he says, I want to resurrect my deceased father. We have the technology potential to do that by the year 2025. This is what we're heading towards in a rapid, it's like a freight train that's lost its brakes.
But of course, when man tries to play God, you get into all sorts of problems, and I don't believe that once a person has lost their life, that life is going to come back again. You may be able to preserve the DNA, but the only person who could bring life back after death would be God himself. And basically, of course, what people don't understand is we have a lot of people out there who don't believe in God. So they want, of course, to remake society, and they want to be able to bring about a world of peace, and they do this by creating war after war after war. They want to have a perfect production, and so they alter the weather, and they create artificial shortages. And they have created tremendous shortages. I fear there's going to be great famines in the coming years. Dr. Ott, it's been a real pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much, and I hope we can get you onto some of our other programs.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Dr. Stan.
God
Thanks
bless
for
your
you work.
Too. Bye-bye. Okay, well, Dr. Stan, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time I need to remind all of you out there in the listening audience across America, indeed across the world, that my ministry, Radio Liberties, primarily listeners supported, and quite frankly, we need your help to be able to continue maintaining our network of over 50 outlets every single day. And of course, basically, we do programs. We do a program every week over in Birmingham, England, every Wednesday. And we're reaching people all across the world with our message, and that is that we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. And you can't understand anything that's going on unless you understand the powerful spirits of forces which are aligned against America, indeed, that control our government today, and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a Luciferian one-world government. That's what it's really all about. Now, if you want to understand geoengineering and chemtrails, let me suggest you get the DVD we have called Geoengineering. It's fascinating. It's a talk given by Rosalind Peterson and another gentleman who is with her, going into the background of chemtrails and contrails and the spraying that's going on. And we have a 4-CD set on geoengineering. You need to get this information. We have certainly a DVD put out by our good friend Bob Fletcher on weather modification. And they're all available, whether it be the DVD on geoengineering or on weather modification, or we have the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? Another DVD, Why in the World Are They Spraying? And then the 4-CD set on geoengineering. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, of course, is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And if you'd like to actually go there, you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs, either live or archived. You can read our newsletters. You can read my Population Control Agenda monograph. You can get a list of all the various items that we carry, the books, the DVDs, the videos, the forced tape sets, 4-CD sets. They're all there, and of course, if you're in a position to get them, we hope you will. We list all the various health products and herbicides, and I certainly list the health products that we carry, and certainly the various vitamins and minerals and flavonoids and other things that are beneficial, many of which Barbara and I take, and we're in pretty good shape. So if you'd like to get them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I think you'll be very, very pleased to certainly at what you'll find there. If you'd like a free copy of our catalog, call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, that you'll tell others about our radio program, encourage them to listen, to begin to understand that the media is controlled, and you're not going to get the truth from the mainline media. I think increasingly people are beginning to learn that, and actually ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN are all having a smaller audience because people are going up on the Internet, and they're listening to alternative radio, programs like Dr. True Oth, certainly, and both Constance Cumby and I are on the Micro Effect Radio along with True Oth. And so you can listen to these programs. They are Internet programs, but they have a good listening audience across America because that's one of the things that as you pay for when you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. But we think that certainly we want to reach people in any way that we can. And if we can reach them by radio, fine. If we can reach them by shortwave, if we reach them by Internet, and we can certainly reach them by telephone, basically. You can get our programs on telephone. You can get them on satellite. If you have a Ku-band satellite, and if you'd like to learn more about that, you can go to our website and get a link to certainly the gentleman who provides those. They're not that expensive. And you need means of getting the alternative medium because the mainline media is tightly controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. Again, the number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. And we'll be back here, certainly tomorrow at the same time. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. It is 16 May 2013. It is Thursday. And yes, it is coming down around their shoulders. But don't think it is not planned to be this way. Don't think it was not released. And I'm talking it. All the chaotic news and all the problems released at the same time, all by design. That's my belief. Now, it's what we do with this information that will make the difference.
truly, we have the chance now to make a huge difference. Yesterday, I made it a point to talk to a lot of people on the street about what do you think about what's going on? How serious is this? Everyone realizes it is a problem. I think the tipping point is about to come because I think we can now use this as a time to say no. In all honesty, the resistance now will make the difference. The resistance and the drive toward a change. The out of control.